Welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast, where licensed attorney and certified life coach, Laura Kelly, teaches you how to bring joy, harmony, and balance to your practice and your life.
Hello, colleagues, whenever or wherever you are, welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, professional certified coach, and practicing attorney, Laura Kelly. Today, I want to talk about labels. Now, labels can be helpful ways of categorizing and organizing our reality. However, labels can also be mistaken for identity. When we cling to labels for meaning and identity, we are in danger of restricting our reality into narrow compartments that do not allow us to grow. So as I mentioned, labels are great for organization. I remember when I worked at the legal department at Amoco back in 1999 in high school, and I got my hands on a label maker. I labeled everything, folders, binders, staplers, journals. I would label random things for fun. I love putting my name on things. This is mine, Laura. Label makers are far more sophisticated these days, and my love of labeling things continues. I even love the videos from TikTok where people take everyday household things like laundry detergent, snacks, and spices and put them into beautiful glass jars and slap a gorgeous label on them. The labels are usually black with white chalk writing, clean lines, so chic. The label on the laundry detergent does not make it so, right? It's helpful, and it's a quick way of assisting us in differentiating it from the OxyClean, which is also in a beautiful glass jar with a perfectly fitting silver scoop. When we label ordinary objects, we don't expect the label to give the object meaning. But when we label ourselves and others, we can have the tendency to do just that. I'm a lawyer. So what do we make that label mean? What do you conjure to mind when you think lawyer? I'm a mother. What do we make that label mean? Think about other labels we use to describe ourselves and others. How do we make those labels mean something more than a mere description and more of who we are? Entrepreneur, woman, wife, Democrat, Renaissance woman, or so I like to think when I'm in my occasional crafting phases. And this gets even more complicated when we use labels to describe our emotions. I am angry, I am scared, I am stressed. Rather than describe an emotion we are experiencing, we begin to identify with the emotion as something we are. I am angry versus I am experiencing the emotion of anger, or simply I am experiencing anger. Yes, there are more words, and it's less elegant when we say I'm experiencing the emotion of anger, but it does help us disassociate the experience of anger from the thing that we are. I am feeling angry. This does not mean I am an angry person. And think about the effect when we say things like this. I am depressed. I am anxious. I am OCD. I am fat. I am fill in the blank. The words, the labels, quickly become part of our identity. We make it mean something about us. We have a label, so it must be true. And it's important to remember that we are more than our perceived identity, but also clinging to rigid labels as a proxy for identity makes it hard for us to expand and grow and find new possibilities and opportunities within ourselves. Now, I'm not expecting you to eschew labels completely or developing an overly detailed way of speaking. Instead, the key is to be conscious and aware of using labels in a way that may be limiting. My question is always this: what am I making this mean? If I say I am depressed, am I making it mean that I will always feel this way? That there is something wrong with me? That I am a fundamentally depressed person? Or when I use the word mother, does this mean that I have to compare myself to an ideal definition I've created, or more likely that society has created for me to which I must conform, lest I be bad or wrong or a failure? So a label is a useful way to facilitate interaction. in order to facilitate conversation and understanding. But it's a starting point. Be willing to dig deeper, to go beyond the label to find the meaning. Keep asking questions in order to get to a real connection. And we may find that the label may have said curry, but the flavor profile on the inside is so much more than that. And if you would like to go beyond the labels in your thinking, I invite you to join me in my group coaching program called Joyful on Demand. You have access to a library of teachings on time management, boundaries, managing your mind, and so much more. We also apply those teachings in weekly coaching calls where you receive one-on-one coaching with me. And the best part, you can try it all for free by using code JOYFUL in all caps at checkout over at www.thejoyfulattorney.com/joyfulondemand. Until next time, stay joyful.
Learn more about how you can work with Laura Kelly by going to thejoyfulattorney.com. Thank you for listening.